KCAA's Inland Talk Express. KCAA, Loma Linda, 1050 AM, the station that leaves no listener behind.
NBC News Radio, I'm Melissa Rayberger. 400 firefighters are now on the site of an Arizona blaze that killed 19 firefighters over the weekend. Governor Jan Brewer says the loss was enormous.
The Yarmouth Fire claimed the lives of more first responders than any single disaster since 9/11. Just as we honor the memory of the firefighters lost that day as they charged into the burning towers, we will remember the brave men of the Granite Mountains hotshot.
The saga of Edward Snowden continues. Patrick Ventrella of the State Department isn't saying much about Snowden's apparent efforts to seek political asylum.
It's up to the Russians to confirm whether that's the case there or other countries to do so, but I just don't have anything one way or another. He appears to still be in Russia, and our position is the same, that he should be expelled and returned home here to the U.S.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says if Snowden hopes to receive asylum in Russia, he will have to stop leaking information. This is NBC News Radio.
Never bet on a horse named Tripod. Never go cliff diving with a guy named Cliff. It's just too many cliffs. Never play leapfrog with a unicorn. And never trust a car that hasn't been trusted to Midas. Save on brakes, tires, maintenance, and total car care for a car you can depend on long after the warranty expires. You deserve the Midas touch. Get a comprehensive oil change, tire rotation, and visual brake check for $19.99. Up to 5 quarts conventional oil. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
Tito's Hotline. This is Chester.
Hi, I'm having some flaming hot Cheetos, and my fingers are burning.
Just wipe them on the drapes.
Now the drapes are on fire.
Not my department. You'll have to call the Drapes on Fire Hotline about that. Ta-da.
Take a Cheetos break with Cheetos.
Pick up a bag of Cheetos today at a store near you.
Good afternoon. It's 4:02. I'm Brett Malik with this Inland Empire traffic update brought to you by Wawanisa Auto Insurance. At Wawanisa Insurance, their best salespeople are our own policyholders. Their referrals account for nearly half of our new business. Call 877-WAWANESA. A little bit of slowing out there. 215 southbound from Mount Vernon to Blaine. 215 northbound, slowing down from Alessandro to the 60. Meanwhile, 10 eastbound, you'll see some slowing from the 15 over to Citrus. And through Riverside, 91 westbound, sluggish from the 60-215 split to Central. Currently, it's 97 degrees in downtown San Bernardino. Illuminate your life with Rory and Matt are coming up next. Right now, here's Todd Bryant with your latest Inland Empire weather forecast.
From the KCAA Weather Center, I'm Todd Bryant. For tonight, partly cloudy skies with a low around 72. Mostly sunny tomorrow, afternoon high at 99. Tuesday night, partly cloudy, low 68. Wednesday, mostly sunny skies, high at 97. Wednesday night, partly cloudy, 67 the expected low. Sunny skies on Independence Day with your Thursday afternoon high at 99. Thursday night, mostly clear, low 67. Friday, sunshine and 98. Saturday, sunny skies, high 94. That's your weather forecast for this hour from the station that leaves no listener behind. NBC News Radio, AM 1050, KCAA.
On November 29, 2005, KCAA was granted a license by the Federal Communications Commission to serve the public interest as a public trustee until December 1, 2013. Our license will expire on December 1, 2013. We must file an application for renewal with the FCC August 1, 2013. When filed, a copy of this application will be available for public inspection during our regular business hours. It contains information concerning this station's performance during the last 8 years. Individuals who wish to advise the FCC of facts relating to our renewal application and to whether this station has operated in the public interest should file comments and petitions with the FCC by November 1, 2013. Further information concerning the FCC's broadcast license renewal process is available at 254 Carousel Mall, San Bernardino, or may be obtained by the FCC, Washington, D.C., 20554.
KCAA Loma Linda. Hey, homeowners, are you behind on your mortgage payments? Did you know that you can receive up to $45,000 in relocation funds from your bank? That's right. You can receive up to $45,000 in relocation funds if you elect to resolve your mortgage default by short selling your home. A short sale can save your home from foreclosure, salvage your credit, and put up to $45,000 in your pocket. This is Jerry Gussman of the Gussman Group, Southern California's premier foreclosure prevention specialist. Contact me at 888-213-4208. That's 888-213-4208. Don't put it off any longer. We are preferred partners with Bank of America, Wells Fargo, and one of the exclusive priority partners for J.P. Morgan Chase. And we work with every bank. Call us at 888-213-4208. That's 888-213-4208. Or visit us online at www.thegussmangroup.com.
The Inland Empire 66ers return to action tonight versus the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes at 6:55, right here on AM 1050 and KCAAradio.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Illuminate Your Life. I am Matthew Spangler, joined by the one and only
Rory Pollinger.
There it is.
That was my cue.
Good insert.
I kind of missed that. Sorry.
I hope everyone is having a fantastic week. And if you're not having a fantastic week, the good news is everything's changing.
And if you're not having a fantastic week, the good news is that this is a new week that we just started on Monday. So you can actually step into this week now with Illuminate Your Life behind you to give you a fantastic week.
What's amazing about life is no matter what has occurred, there's an abundance of possibility and opportunity perpetually in front of us.
Mm.
And the limitations of which are only in our perception. But it's my belief that in reality, if we want to call it reality, there's just an abundance of opportunity and possibility. So no matter what's happened, we can always step into that creative space.
And everything's always happening all the time. So your week, it's so funny. We're so conditioned to work within the confines of time and chronological order, and the week starts on Monday, and the weekend is the weekend, and that's when I can relax. Really, none of that is true. That's all made up. So everything's always happening at all times, at every second, in every moment of every hour of every day. So every opportunity comes in every moment at all times to create a fantastic week for yourself if you're not already having one.
Yeah, absolutely. And on the way over, you coined this phrase, or perhaps just mentioned the phrase, spiritual energy.
Right.
What is spiritual energy to you?
Spiritual energy is something that lives within all of us, and I think that it is commonly described and known for its creativity. I think your spiritual energy comes from your creative energy, comes from your inquisitiveness, it comes from your inquiry, which is something that we talk a lot about on this show, and it comes from a genuine, it comes from love, it comes from a genuine interest in creation. And when you think about creativity and you think about, you know, that big word, G-O-D, God created the universe, God created Earth, God created human beings, God created everything. So when you get into a place of creativity, you are experiencing a spiritual, I'm not quite sure, you're experiencing a spiritual awakening in your creativity. It's amazing to be creative, and it's creativity is not just about, you know, if you're an artist or if you're a dancer, if you're a performer, then you're considered a creative person. You can be creative with everything. As a matter of fact, we were talking on the way over here about, you know, health and fitness and body image, and I think a lot of people that struggle with that don't think of that as a creative endeavor. They think of that as a deadline endeavor. I need to lose weight for this wedding that I'm going to. I need to lose weight because the holidays are coming. I need to lose weight to go on this date with this person. And it becomes a pressure-oriented thing, and it becomes almost like infused with negativity and a lot of stress. But what if you wanted to explore health and fitness from a place of creativity and a place of, I'm going to create a new self, a new me, in a way that's fun and enjoyable and lighthearted.
Yeah, the other model is a reaction to something.
Right.
And in that space of creativity, it's not a reaction to something. It's the creation of something new in a new space just because. It's free. It's independent of a history, which is his story or her story. It's a free flowing expression of what we are that stands on its own.
That's beautiful, and it's important for people to approach their life with spiritual energy as opposed to historical energy, which I think I know myself. I can be sometimes trapped in a storyline that has nothing to do with the present moment. And if you are present, you are creative. If you're involved, if you're engaged, if you're in the moment, you can be creative from a place of no mind or no history or no storylines. And that's a great place to start creating.
Yeah, and when our history, when our stories do manifest in the present, as they often do, we can practice being the witness or the observer or the consciousness that is present to those things that arise, and that very witness is what's stationed in the present. So we can make that distinction of, here I am as this presence, and I see that my history or my programming or my conditioning is arising, and just having that distinction creates a sense of spaciousness, a sense of freedom, a sense of not being tied down by what was.
That's awesome. And it reminds me of last week's show when we had Gina on, and she was talking about old Gina and new Gina, and what that means in terms of the distinction between old behaviors that kind of creep up in a moment of stress and creating an awareness around that and creating a new behavior or replacing that negative behavior, that old behavior that wasn't working for you anymore, with something new. To have that awareness is an incredible thing, and it's something that I think you need to develop. Some people, I've certainly worked with people that have had a lot of difficulty making that distinction between their awareness and their ego.
Yeah, per se. I mean, that's the journey we all are embarking on. That's the process of evolution. And I think a central theme to this conversation is identification. How identified am I with my storylines? How identified am I with the idea that I've had of myself that has become ingrained to some extent? I think that we assemble this mind-created identity through successive experiences. This is how this event went. This is what they said about me. These are the thoughts I'm having about myself. And we kind of accumulate and bunch together and put ourselves in a box. And that's who we take ourselves to be. But is that really who we are? Or is that simply a
memory?
It's a collection of memories, mm-hmm, that we've taken ourselves to be that. And what is it that is witness to that? What is the presence that is present to that mind-created sense of self? And so if we can continue to remind ourselves that we are not identified by our thoughts and feelings, we actually don't live in that box. We are the witness to our thoughts and feelings, and we're ever free, and we're ever present. And I think conversations like this are important so that we continue to remind ourselves that we're not the content that arises in the mind. We are the spacious consciousness that is aware of the content and is free from the content.
Awesome. I mean, I feel like, you know, in my life, I constantly oscillate between my awareness and my ego, my awareness and my ego. I mean, it's a constant practice of really allowing my awareness to take the wheel. And it's a beautiful. I mean, we're lucky that we get to practice this. And I've definitely worked with people where they have a little bit of a challenge finding that distinction between the awareness and the ego. And I think that conversations like this, working with a coach, working with people one to one, is extremely helpful. If you're feeling stuck and you're feeling like you can't really break through and you can't go beyond and you can't create the life that you love, you might want to work with a coach. You might want to practice meditation and work with a meditation guide. You might want to have an experience that takes you out of this kind of mind jail that we create for ourselves.
Mm. And, you know, the jail is here to teach us very important lessons. So instead of making the jail into an enemy, we can actually embrace the mind as a jail and use it as a tool for our personal and collective evolution. Speaking of life coaches, we have a very special guest on the show today.
We certainly do.
Her name is Jennifer Gaynor, and we're excited to have her. She is highly skilled in several different specific areas of spirituality, of health and wellness, of healing, and we're thrilled to have her on the show. So stick with us. We'll be right back. This is Matt and Rory on Illuminate Your Life.
Thank God for Congress, right? When things get out of balance in America, we can always count on our legislative stalwarts to recalibrate the scales of justice. Take greed, for example. The Wall Street barons who wrecked our real economy with their greed-fueled casino games are playing the same games again while pushing Washington to let them keep their public subsidies, fat bonuses, and special low tax rates. So our Congress critters turn their legislative guns on avarice. Unfortunately, their aim was a bit off. Instead of popping the overprivileged, Congress hit the most unprivileged Americans, people on food stamps. "Too many families are getting food stamps," they shrieked, driving the cost of this poverty program to record levels. Yoo-hoo! Knuckleheads, record numbers of our people are on food stamps today because, guess what? Record numbers of them are unemployed or underemployed and have been knocked all the way down into poverty. Yet, the Tea Party Republicans now ruling the U.S. House are demanding cuts of as much as $25 billion a year in food stamp benefits, which would prevent some 13 million Americans, half of them children, from receiving the program's groceries. Representative Michelle Bachmann rose in a biblical falsetto to rationalize this. "If anyone will not work, neither should he eat." Hello, Michelle. That's not quite what Jesus said. Also, many of these people are working, but not paid enough to make ends meet. And many more are desperately seeking jobs that aren't there. This is Jim Hightower saying, in fairness, though, the GOP did vote to give these food stamp applicants something. Drug tests. I don't recall that Jesus at the Sea of Galilee required anyone to pee in the cup before getting fishes and loaves. And if he had done so, he would have required the bankers to take the first cups.
Hightower's commentaries are brought to you by the Hightower Lowdown, the monthly newsletter with Hightower's take on what Wall Street and Washington are up to. For information, visit hightowerlowdown.org.
They've really infiltrated beyond these border states.
Where every time you walk out of your front door, you have to look up and wonder if there's some invisible eye in the sky tracking you.
We're talking real cases.
This is a case with a $335,000 reward.
What's the jury going to do?
The neighbor had reported a scream.
Real crime.
And see blood on the garage floor and a blood smear on the automobile.
Tune in to It's a Crime every Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. right here on KCAA 1050 AM.
Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Rory.
We are the hosts of KCAA 1050 AM's brand new show, Illuminate Your Life.
How do we live the life we've always wanted now?
Who are we beyond our thoughts and feelings?
How do we attract the man or woman of our dreams?
How do we let go of the past to create a new future in the present?
We'll be exploring these topics, interviewing special guests, and taking your calls.
Join us weekly on Illuminate Your Life with Matt and Rory every Monday at 4 p.m. on KCAA 1050 AM, the station that leaves no listener behind.
Wishing for a little bit more information? You'll get it all here on KCAA Radio, AM 1050.
Gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down.
Welcome back to Illuminate Your Life. I'm Rory Pollinger. I'm joined, as always, every week with my phenomenal co-host, Matthew Spangler, and all of our phenomenal, fantastic Illuminate Your Life listeners. I'd like to call you guys illuminated lifers. We'd like to have you with us for life. So our phone lines are open. The number to call is 1-909-888-5222. If you're local, if you're listening from elsewhere in the world, you can call us at 1-888-909-1050. And Matt, I wanted to share this incredible experience that I had over the weekend. I don't know if you've ever watched Super Soul Sunday with Oprah Winfrey on the Oprah Winfrey Network, OWN, but it's something that I watch every week, and I love it. And the last, I don't know if it was last week, we DVR'd it, but I watched her conversation with Marianne Williamson, who's, for those of you who don't know, a world-renowned teacher. And the conversation was so moving and so incredible. It was like one of those things where you're listening and you're getting it on the surface, but then the only way I can describe it is it feels like there's, you know, 50,000 staircases or floors underneath what they're talking about because it's so multi-layered and so deep. And one of the pearls of wisdom that I gleaned from listening and watching the show, I actually watched it 5 times in a row, was something that Marianne had said, and she may have gotten it from the book A Course in Miracles, which is a book that she interprets as part of her teachings. And she said, whatever you feel you're not getting in any situation, wherever you feel that there's lack, give that. So, I mean, that can be taken on a very surface level of just, you know, give what you want to get. And it also can be taken on a deeper level where it's really putting you in the responsibility seat of your life on a global, in a very global way. And I thought about this so much, and I thought about, you know, so many different instances in my life where I could have given the other person what I wanted to get back from them, even as recently as having a little argument with my roommate, who's my best friend and I love. I was thinking in that conversation, what I'm not getting from him that I want, and identifying those things, and then trying to get into the practice of giving him those things. And this is something that I've toyed with before without necessarily having the specific articulated tool to use that Marianne gave us over the weekend. I've actually seen the results of this occur in such a beautiful way that when you give what you want to receive, either whatever it is that's upsetting you will start to just dissipate and you won't really care anymore, or automatically, magically, that person's behavior will change and shift around for you, and you will have a different experience, and they will start to behave differently.
And you prove the perception of lack wrong when you give what you think you didn't have, or what you think you weren't.
All right, Mr. Spangler, you need to repeat that because that was amazing. I need to hear that again.
You prove the perception of lack wrong when you give what you thought you didn't have. How could you give something you didn't have? So you went all the way from not having it and needing it from the other person, which puts both of you at a deficit. You don't have it, and they're not giving it to you, so you're both in the negative there. All the way over to, I'm going to actually give what I thought I didn't have, benefiting both.
Exactly, and that's beautifully, beautifully stated. I was also thinking, too, when you need something from another person, you're automatically making a declaration or showing the universe that there's something missing in you. You're doing this presentation to the universe that there's something lacking in you, and then that just will start to, you know, kind of, that's what you'll create. You'll create these holes.
That gets reflected back, and you get to be right about your perception. Look, I told you there was, you know, I'm not getting anything, this person's not giving me anything, and your experience gets reflected back, and it validates that perception.
So if I can just share with you a practical application of this kind of thing, you know, there have been times, and, you know, I will admit, there have been people that I have thought that have wronged me or have hurt me, or made my life more difficult. And I certainly have had many days of driving around Los Angeles on the freeway, you know, telling them how it is and going through this whole kind of dialogue in my mind of what I'm going to say to them when it's, you know, the time is right and I'm going to give them a piece of my mind and all of that stuff. And when you replace that with prayer, which is an interesting word, when you replace that with a prayer for them to be taken care of, and you send them a love signal and you send them a compassion signal, and instead of going through a character assassinating conversation with yourself about them, you send a love signal to them, or you pray for them for their happiness, it actually really, it takes the stress and it takes the tension out of your body and out of you, which is incredible.
It's a it, we've all heard that ancient saying from the Buddha, which is when you're angry, you're the what is it? Wow, it's totally escaping my mind now. It's
do you follow Buddha on Twitter? Because we can go on.
Do I follow Buddha on Twitter?
we might be able to get that quote.
That would be an ancient Twitter account. He was definitely ahead of his time.
He certainly was.
It's something to the effect of when you're angry, it's like holding a hot coal and expecting the other to get burned. I'm sure I butchered that, but it's only you're the one that's suffering,
right?
Due to your anger, due to ...
But we don't think that. I mean, we think that we luxuriate in this angry self-talk, which is really self-talk because you're talking to yourself in your head, and we think that that's going to be the thing that makes us feel better. But it creates tension in the body, it creates toxicity, it creates a dis-ease in the body, and it certainly doesn't inspire a flow. And it's an amazing, you know, it's such a simple thing. And if anybody's listening out there and you know, kind of going through something similar and might want to receive the invitation to try something new to replace that sort of thing with a prayer for that person's safety, or the word prayer doesn't necessarily resonate with me in particular. I like to think of it as sending out a different signal. Instead of sending out an aggressive signal that I want to hurt anyone, send out a love signal that you want to support everyone.
It's interesting to think that each of us are our own broadcast towers, and we're perpetually sending out signals consciously or subconsciously. So if we can bring into our awareness what quality of signal we're sending out, I think that could really be a game changer.
The quality of the signal that you're sending out. I mean, that's a pretty profound statement. It's hard to do that sometimes. I mean, when Marianne was talking to Oprah about this, Oprah was like, "You want me to pray for the people that did me wrong?" But then, you know, she experimented with it because I believe Marianne is kind of like a spiritual advisor for Oprah Winfrey, and she said that it's changed her life exponentially.
Yeah, and as you said on the way over in the car, we're not praying for them because they are inferior and need the prayer. It's actually a prayer of love and upliftment and connection.
Well, I think that a lot of times I've heard that phrase tossed around like, "Oh, I'll pray for you," or people have said that to me a lot of the times, like, "Oh, I'm going to pray for you." And it sort of has a condescending kind of you need help sort of energy behind it, and that's not at all what we're talking about. And that's the kind of prayer that I would be interested in, is a prayer of love, a prayer of compassion, a prayer that cements a connection between you and the person of support.
And as Marian says, and as we've talked about on the show, every relationship is an assignment.
Yes.
This experience with this person or with yourself is happening for all reasons. It's full of relevancy. It's not happening by mistake or on accident. There's actually there are lessons to learn here. These are OFEs. These are opportunities for evolution. So if we can embrace these things as here to serve us, then we can really shift our relationship to what's occurring.
I just got so excited because we talked about in a previous show, your obstacles are your opportunities. And I had a situation, I'm going to just tell a brief little anecdote. I'm also an event host, and I forgot one of the major formalities at the last event I did because I was kind of a little bit on autopilot. And the client came up to me and they were like, "You forgot to put my son up in the chair during the hora," and it was his bar mitzvah, and I forgot to do that. And instead of – I hope she's not listening to this right now. But instead of falling apart, when she came up to me and said that she had forgot, I actually heard your voice in my head and I said, "Here's my OFE." So I went and I got a chair with arms and I got all of his friends to go backstage at the club that we were at where this party was. And like 15 of his friends picked him up in the chair and we walked out from backstage and lifted him and carried him all throughout the entire dance floor and all throughout the venue until the middle of the dance floor, and then raised him up as high as we could. And then I had everybody make a giant circle around him and run in as the chair came down, and it was amazing. So I thought that was going to ruin my party, but it actually took my party to a whole new level.
That is amazing. And that, I was witness to something similar to you at a previous event where you.
Oh God, no one's gonna hire me to do their events ever again because I forget everything.
No, you're miracle working these events. The breakdown is like it's like when you're on the downturn on a jumping on a trampoline. What's it called when you sag the trampoline?
When it's kind of like waning and
yeah,
like,
when you're on the low point of the jump. That's creating the
beautiful
foundation for the launch.
Yes, yes.
So it's full of relevancy. It's yumminess.
So if you're listening right now and you're going through anything that's challenging, just know the inevitable bounce up even higher is coming soon, my friend. So,
woo-hoo!
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Illuminate Your Life with Matt and Rory. We'll be right back with our guest, Jennifer Gaynor.
Living the Country Life Maintenance Monday is brought to you by John Deere and your local John Deere dealer. Nothing runs like a deer.
Hi, I'm Betsy Fries. Today we're answering listener mail from Jeff in Pennsylvania. He has a utility tractor that hasn't been started in 5 years. Is there something he should do to the motor before starting it? Water Tubbs is a John Deere AgTech instructor at Arkansas State University, BB. He says Jeff should have the fuel system cleaned out and then pull the drain plug on the oil pan to see if any water runs out. If it does, there could be rust inside the engine. He should also check the spark plug and make sure rodents haven't chewed through the electrical wires. After sitting for 5 years, the tractor will also need a new battery. Jeff gets a free John Deere cap for sending us his maintenance question, and you will too if we use yours in our program.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. Submit your Maintenance Monday questions at livingthecountrylife.com.
At John Deere, we know each piece of equipment is more than a machine. It's a tool you depend on to get the job done. And to make sure your equipment delivers the productivity you expect year in and year out, we develop Plus 52 premium engine oil to protect up to 500 hours in your John Deere equipment. Our engineers design and test Plus 52 right alongside John Deere engines, making sure it's the best oil for your John Deere equipment. They even put it through the toughest off-road tests in the industry, proving it protects better than any oil out there while lasting up to twice as long. And when used with John Deere filters, the 500-hour service interval lowers your maintenance costs and increases your productivity while giving you the peace of mind you get with brand new equipment. Ask your dealer or visit johndeere.com/oil for more information.
Visit your John Deere dealer today for a chance to win a customized 4020 tractor. Contest ends June 30th. John Deere, nothing runs like a deer.
Education changes lives, and I'm living proof. My name is Nadia Flores, and when I was a child, no one in my neighborhood thought college was possible. When I was 13, I was helped by Think Together mentors and tutors, and now, 14 years later, I have my degree, and I work for the organization that gave so much to me. Think Together is a nonprofit agency serving 100,000 students each year, closing the achievement gap and making hope possible. Be a part of the solution by donating to Think Together today. For more information, go to thinktogether.org. Think means teaching, helping, inspiring, and nurturing kids.
Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Rory.
We are the hosts of KCAA 1050 AM's brand new show, Illuminate Your Life.
How do we live the life we've always wanted now?
Who are we beyond our thoughts and feelings?
How do we attract the man or woman of our dreams?
How do we let go of the past to create a new future in the present?
We'll be exploring these topics, interviewing special guests, and taking your calls.
Join us weekly on Illuminate Your Life with Matt and Rory every Monday at 4 p.m. on KCAA 1050 AM, the station that leaves no listener behind.
The other station claims to be local. Since when is Glendale local? KCAA News Talk 1050, your true local station.
I think that's a new song.
I like it.
There we go.
That's awesome.
So on break, we were just discussing how we can really relate to having had a breakdown in our past and how it created the foundation for a spiritual uprising of sorts.
Yeah, I mean, all of this work at some point for me was generated from some sort of personal pain or personal tragedy, feeling helpless, feeling alone. I mean, when I look back on those experiences, I'm so incredibly grateful to them for creating the, like you were saying with the trampoline, the bounce up into a more aware, more sort of spiritually cognizant life experience, I don't feel like, I don't know how to say this, but I don't think you grow from your happiness. You kind of grow from your pain. And something that I've also been exploring a little bit lately with myself too is the idea of like, I don't necessarily want to be happy. I just want to be at peace.
Interesting. I think happiness is the fragrance that peace emanates.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I mean, to have an inner peace and to have an inner calmness and to sort of stay at a nice level of emotional homeostasis, not going up with the really, really great things and not sinking too far down with the really difficult times, just kind of staying in the middle in a more of a blissful, like I know you use that word a lot, in a blissful, content, peaceful place is so... It's so rich and so yummy and something that I really I would like to experience. And I think I'm experiencing that more and more on a regular basis.
Yeah, and, you know, these comings and goings and ups and downs and transitions are all in the realm of duality. And, you know, we are actively engaged in duality and beyond duality. So I think you're speaking to the symptoms of your consciousness expanding, where you're able to be seated as that present awareness in the middle and not get defined by and caught up in and lost in those ever-changing conditions.
And then when you start including things like coaching and meditation as ways to support that inner peace, it really starts to take flight, and it's amazing. And speaking of amazing things,
so we'd like to welcome Jennifer Gaynor onto the show. Jennifer is a life coach. She is certified at the mastery level in EFT and NLP. She's also a hypnotherapist. Jennifer is actually part of our meditation community. And she's a wonderful presence in our community. She lives in Venice with her husband, who is also a Vedic meditator and life coach. Jennifer, welcome to the show.
Hello, how are you?
We're doing great. How are you?
I'm great. I was just having such a good time listening to you and just feeling so aligned with everything that you were saying. And it makes perfect sense why this all manifests. I'm going, yep. I'm just sitting there going, yep, yep. I agree with that. And yep, they're on the right course. And I'm happy to be here.
Thank you so much for being here. We were just talking about, as you heard, how breakdowns are vital components to creating breakthroughs. Did you have something similar in your own experience that triggered transformation for you?
Absolutely. I absolutely did. And in my case, it was sort of like a period of I started learning about science of mind about 10 years ago. And so I was kind of, you know, learning, and science of mind being that, you know, our thoughts create our world and the vibrations that we emit, the feelings that we're having about things, the way we're thinking about things are what actually are creating and shaping our lives. And so I sort of got turned on to that idea, but I was still not quite peaceful. And I love that you mentioned peace, because that's a goal of mine and a goal often for my clients, if they're aligned with it, is being able to find a space of peace. And so I had sort of latched onto these concepts intellectually, but still wasn't really feeling peaceful, still wasn't really getting the results I wanted in my life, particularly in the area of relationships, which is and was really important to me. And it basically, it kind of was like that I was kind of treading water in a not great space for a few years. And then there was a situation which just absolutely was overwhelming to me. And I'd always been a pretty positive person. And I had been dating someone who I, you know, thought was going to be it for me. And we ended up parting ways. And whereas usually, you know, kind of be bummed for a couple of weeks and go have a beer, or, you know, get a burger or something and kind of get over it. It kind of, it left me, actually pretty debilitated and like crying every night and crying at work, which wasn't really my personality. I'd always been pretty positive. And, I really am appreciative for that scenario now, because it was the portal to my greatest period of transformation. And what happened was that the relationship was a trigger for a lot of things that were coming up for healing for me. And at that point, I was really, really fortunate to meet my life coach, who is also an EFT, NLP practitioner and hypnotherapist. There's a theme there. and was really fortunate to work with her. I felt immediately attracted to her as a practitioner the moment I met her, because she was absolutely happy and seemed really peaceful. And I was like, gosh, you know, like, I'll have what she's having. Like, I'm not peaceful. You know, it's kind of like the scene in Harry Met Sally, except, you know, it's about peace instead of the scene where Meg Ryan is taking something. And so I started working with her. and within one session, using some EFT protocols and by sharing some Course in Miracles principles with me, I was able to stop crying in one session.
Wow.
And it was sort of the beginning of, like, the beginning of the healing and the transformation. And from there on, we kept working, and I realized that it was really a great opportunity to heal all these things that had kind of been dormant for a while and had just kind of, you know, been hidden in what we call it in our the EFT, what we call it being hidden in the vault. You know, we all have things that have happened to us that have, you know, traumatized us or hurt us on one level or another. And, and a lot of times we kind of just put it into the vault because, you know, it's not pleasant to deal with these things.
Well, if I could just jump in for one second, I just want to highlight something that you said that was so beautiful and poetic about how that difficult situation with that relationship ending that was debilitating to you at the time ultimately became your greatest portal for your most profound transformation. I mean, I would like to have that tattooed on the back of my neck, because that is one of the most beautiful things I have ever heard. And I have read about you, Jennifer, over this past week, and I'm incredibly inspired by your story. For those people who don't know what EFT is, can you expound on that a little bit?
Absolutely. That's a great question. I actually just started a Facebook page for the purpose of, you know, educating people on what EFT is and how it can benefit them. EFT stands for Emotional Freedom Technique, or Emotional Freedom Technique. And what EFT is, and there are several different varieties of it, if you will, nowadays, but what EFT is, it's a combination of traditional psychology, a little bit of energy psychology, and tapping on the endpoints of the body's energetic meridians, which are the exact same ones that acupuncturists and acupressure practitioners use. And the basis of the foundation of the philosophy behind EFT is that when we have some sort of traumatic event happen, that it doesn't just, you know, it's not just living in our mind, so to speak, but that there's blockages that occur in the energetic meridian. And so anytime you have a trauma, it can create a blockage and block the flow of your chi or your prana or your life force, whatever you want to label it. So by doing EFT, we can release the blockage and thereby allow the natural state of our oneness, of our flow, to flow through us. So it's just basically unblocking the gateways, kind of like if, you know, we're all a hose, and, you know, source energy or chi or life force or all good things, however you want to phrase it, are flowing through the hose. It's, you know, if you have a blockage in the meridian, it's kind of like there's a 50-pound weight on the hose. And so the life force can't flow through. So EFT is just a way of unblocking anything that's standing in the way of our natural state, which is actually one of wellness and well-being.
I met a yoga instructor in Iowa when I was out there teaching meditation, and he said something that stuck with me, and that was, the issues are in the tissues. I love that.
I've heard that before, too. I love that, too. And it definitely, yeah, you know, a lot of things get stored in our body, and we can all kind of feel that, you know, like when we're nervous, we might feel, you know, the butterfly sensation. You know, when you're angry, you might feel hot and flushed. And, you know, people have had experiences. I've had experiences where, you know, you're getting a massage and all of a sudden they go into a certain area and all of a sudden you're thinking about a particular issue, you know, particular circumstance in your past, and you're thinking, oh, why am I thinking about this and having these feelings all of a sudden? And it's just sort of that's where it was living, so to speak. So different areas of different traumas can kind of take house in different areas of our body. And so when we do EFT, we tap on the endpoints of the major meridian as we're discussing the trauma, and the results are nothing short of miraculous. I mean, I've recently, you know, seen things like a woman came to me with nerve pain from a case of shingles, residual nerve pain. And, you know, the doctor said, oh, you're going to have this for at least another year. There's no way that this can, you know, is going to resolve. You just kind of have to wait it out. And she didn't really accept that as an answer. Good girl. And so she came to me, and we did what's called sourcing. And with sourcing, we can find out, just so you know, my teacher is the one who created sourcing. So if you go online and just, you know, look at other EFT protocols, you won't find sourcing. It doesn't mean that there's no benefit. But with sourcing, we can actually find out what the root cause of any particular issue is. And it's never what you think it is. And when we clear it, 90% of the time, the issue resolves very quickly. For example, in the instance of the woman with the nerve pain, I emailed her the next day, and she said it was 100% gone, and she'd had it for months. So that's the sort of thing that we see as EFT practitioners. Go ahead.
It's just amazing to me, Jennifer, because it's like, you know, you watch TV and on the commercial breaks, they're like, you know, advertising for all of these prescription medications to mask one symptom, and then you put yourself at risk for a million other possible disorders. And it's like, you know, and then there are products on television that are advertising that you should have longer eyelashes, but you may have thoughts of suicide if you take this oral med because you want to have longer eyelashes. And then there, you know, there are miracle light workers like you that are shifting people and that are changing people. And it seems like you're in the minority, unfortunately, and all of this other stuff is so readily available and so accessible, and I want to change that. We need to change that.
It's happening. The very fact that we're here doing the show and that Jennifer's a guest on our show is a testament to the changing tides.
I love it. Well, Jennifer, we are going to have you back with us for the rest of the show in just a few short moments. This is Illuminate Your Life with Matt and Rory. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Welcome to Isla Earth. The 4th of July is almost here, complete with picnics and fireworks. How do you honor the red, white, and blue while honoring the environment at the same time? You can start with that picnic lunch. Go with locally grown organic produce that isn't shipped across the country or raised with toxic chemicals or pesticides. Instead of styrofoam plates, use biodegradable ones, along with compostable utensils made from materials like sugarcane and cornstarch. Under the right conditions, these can decompose in a landfill in due time, unlike plastics that can hang around for thousands of years. Better yet, pack reusable plates, forks, and spoons. Everyone loves fireworks, but those bombs bursting in air ultimately litter the ground and fresh water supplies with toxic debris that's no friend to your respiratory system or the environment. Consider eliminating personal fireworks altogether and having a block party. The simplest thing you can do to help the environment on the 4th is to recycle. Make sure those soda cans and beer bottles get picked up, put in your recycling bins, or delivered to your local recycling facility. So on our nation's birthday, give the country a gift, like a healthier environment. Learn more at islaearth.org. Isla Earth is produced by the Catalina Island Conservancy with support from its Fund for a Sustainable Planet, because Earth is an island.
Hi, this is Brett from the KCAA Morning Show once again for Pollen Burst. I've been taking Pollen Burst since the beginning of this year. And before I started taking Pollen Burst, man, I was an absolute physical and mental wreck. This is what I felt like. But now that I'm taking Pollen Burst, I feel like this now.
Sir! Yes, sir!
It's really helped me, and I think it can help you too. And I invite you to order Pollen Burst on my website, brettonsports.my90forlife.com. That's brettonsports.my90forlife.com. Pollen Burst has given me improved energy performance and an overall sense of well-being. And I think it can for you too. And best of all, Pollen Burst tastes really, really, really good. So once again, go to my website, brettonsports.my90forlife.com. That's brettonsports.my90forlife.com, and order your Pollen Burst today so you and I can burst together.
Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Rory.
We are the hosts of KCAA 1050 AM's brand new show, Illuminate Your Life.
How do we live the life we've always wanted now?
Who are we beyond our thoughts and feelings?
How do we attract the man or woman of our dreams?
How do we let go of the past to create a new future in the present?
We'll be exploring these topics, interviewing special guests, and taking your calls.
Join us weekly on Illuminate Your Life with Matt and Rory every Monday at 4 p.m. on KCAA 1050 AM, the station that leaves no listener behind.
Real talk for real people, right here in the Inland Empire. We are 1050 AM, KCAA.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Illuminate Your Life. Thank you so much for joining us. If you'd like to partake in our conversation, you may do so at 1-888-909-1050. If you'd like to email us, you may also do so at iylchat@gmail.com. We are joined by our friend and spiritual special skills extraordinaire, Jennifer Gaynor. Hi,
oh,
Jennifer.
Nice.
Hello. You're too kind. Thank you.
We're talking about EFT, emotional freedom technique, which is a healing and could we call it a rebalancing technique?
You could definitely call it a rebalancing technique. I like to think of it as clearing or clearing. Releasing resistance, right? So I don't know how much you talked about manifestation, but clearing, but let's go back to clearing. So, you know, it's just a way of, we talk about in EFT, like bringing the charge down. So if somebody comes in and they're grieving and they're sobbing and they're crying and, you know, they just have all this emotional stuff that they're just carrying around with them, it's a way of helping them set down the bowling balls, so to speak. You know, we talked about the vault, and it's kind of like, you know, we all have stuff that we're kind of hiding and hanging out in there. And it's a way of clearing it. And our goal of EFT is obviously to make the person feel better and have them function and manifest better, but it's really to bring down the charge on anything that doesn't feel peaceful. So if somebody's angry, we strive to bring down the charge on that anger, et cetera. So.
Is EFT a dynamic always between two people, or can one learn to practice it on themselves?
They can absolutely learn to practice it on themselves. I do have a video on YouTube that I shouldn't have did the address for, but it does come in where I teach that people can go and learn the basics.
What is that? What is your YouTube channel, Jennifer?
You know what? I'm going to give you an email because I don't know it, and that's terrible. But so if someone wants to know, I'm going to give you my email. It's Conscious Life Coaching. It's the name of my company. It's Conscious Life Coaching, and that's conscious with an S-C-I-O-U. @gmail.com. And if somebody's interested in receiving that video, they can feel free to email me, and I'd be happy to send it to them. And they can also go to my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/EFT technique with two T's. And I will go ahead and later tonight, probably around 10, I will post a video on that page. So
oh, that's
go
great.
There and see it as well. Yeah. So.
Sorry, go on.
No, go ahead. I'm listening.
I was just going to ask you, in studying about you this week before you came on to the show, one of the things that I learned is that 80 or 90% of your human behavior is based on your subconscious.
Yeah.
That's
isn't that a kicker?
Mind-blowing.
Like,
and
so the good news is we can all stop beating ourselves up, right? Because it's kind of like we all have this master tape player or CD player or digital for the new age, you know, running our behavior. And most of it was there before the age of six. And then, of course, a lot of it got reinforced since then. And it's just funny to me because when I first started learning about all of this, it was like the percentage was 80. And now it's like all the experts are agreeing that, no, it's really 90%. Like 90% of your thoughts, your behavior, and your feelings are subconsciously driven. So for me, what that meant was I could stop beating myself up for not having enough willpower, say, for example, with things like, you know, eating sugar or, you know, working out or even just my thoughts. I could stop beating myself up, and I could address the thoughts where they were coming from, which is actually subconscious mind. And with EFT, we do have the opportunity to address the subconscious mind and to reprogram the tapes, if you will. And, of course, with hypnotherapy, we can even more strongly reinforce new patterns if one so chooses to do that. So.
So part of the work is shining light on the subconscious, in effect, making it into the conscious mind, right? It's the process of awakening to the inner mechanics of one's own self.
Absolutely. And one of the greatest things about that is that a lot of times when people start finding out what's hanging out in their subconscious, it starts breaking down before we even do the EFT. Because it's like, you know, I don't know if you've heard the saying, how do you kill a demon? You bring it into the light, right? So a lot of people, when they find out what their actual subconscious thoughts are, they're like, oh, my God, you know, that's ridiculous. Like, I'm afraid to get in a relationship because I think I'll die. Where did that come from? And it's already starting to break down. And then we can just go ahead and do a few rounds of EFT and make sure that we sort of, like, release that belief. And then we get to affirm in, you know, maybe a new belief, like I can be healthy and vibrant in a relationship. I can be peaceful and functional and, you know, sort of reinforce more positive thoughts of the client's choosing back into the subconscious. So it's a really great way of clearing out. It's kind of like, you know, if you're, you know, like redecorating a cluttered room, first you have to take out the stuff that's not working and isn't serving you anymore. And then you get to have the fun process of putting back in, you know, new fun furniture or, you know, new beliefs, as the analogy would have you.
And the joy of being your life's interior decorator.
Mm-hmm. From a place of creativity.
I like that. Be your own life's interior.
Be your own million-dollar decorator for your life.
So we actually have a caller. Steve from San Jose has called in. Are you with us, Steve?
Yes, right here.
Steve.
How's it going?
Hey, doing well, my friend.
Good.
I just wanted to say, great show.
Thank you.
Great show going on. You guys are doing well.
Oh,
Jennifer's interview is wonderful. And I like the issues in the tissues.
Absolutely. Thank
Very
you so
good.
Much, Steve.
Very good.
Do you have any...
Let you guys know I was listening.
Oh, awesome. Thank you.
And kudos. Now, let you guys get back to the show. Very interesting.
What a nice little visit from you, Steve. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for the acknowledgement, Steve. So, Jennifer, what is most important about life coaching? What is the value of life coaching? Why would someone seek out a life coach?
I think, you know, that can vary by person. But for me, and I know a lot of the people that I work with, it's a lot of it is having someone, first of all, having, you know, anytime you have a safe space where you can really say what's on your mind and be who you are and then speak your truth in itself, you know, I know for me and a lot of people, is that in itself is worth its weight in gold. But I think also, you know, in terms of having a life coach, it's having, you know, a lot of us, you know, some of us had really positive, supportive, you know, positive-minded, optimistic parents who always supported us in everything. And, you know, some of us had one and some of us didn't have any. And, or maybe, you know, they're deceased. And I think that having someone in your life that is on your team, is a cheerleader, you know, is rooting for your success. And most importantly, and I can't stress this enough, is willing to see your divinity and see the whole person that you are and the source energy, the conscious, you know, powerful creator that you are, can't be underestimated. I was really fortunate to have a few life coaches like that. In my life, I credit the success and happiness I have now. I have to, like, give them, you know, I bow down to their to their services and what they've done for me, because they really took me from, they really saved me from my own thoughts, most importantly, because I was just, my tapes were playing and I couldn't stop them. And they had the skills and the intuition and the compassion to be able to make me feel safe enough to go through there and kind of, you know, sort of clean house, so to speak, and say, you know, we could kind of examine, okay, here's this belief. Do we really want to be playing out this story? Is this the story we want to be creating? And a lot of times the answer to that question was no. And it was like, okay, let's clear this belief. And then from here, you know, what do we want the new story to be? And that's where it gets really fun. You know, a lot of people come to me, they're in pain, they're distressed, they're frustrated. And, you know, it can take one or a couple sessions to kind of bring the charge down on that. But then once they're clear, it's like, okay, now what do we want to create? And that's where life coaching gets really fun, because when you're not encumbered by, you know, limiting beliefs and your story and all, you know, old emotional baggage, you really are at a clear space. It's like you have a blank canvas to go, okay, what do I want my life to look like now? And it's the recognition and the remembrance of how powerful we are as co-creators. You know, we really have this power within us to create and to do things. And when we're not encumbered by, you know, self-doubt and grief and any number of things that can sort of weigh us down, it's like the sky's the limit. And wow, that's what really excites me about being a life coach.
Wow. What a gift you are, Jennifer. I mean, really and truly, to us, to our listeners, to your clients, I mean, you really have a beautiful way of articulating this work in a very accessible way, and I have really learned so much from you today, and you have an open invitation to come back and be on our show anytime you want.
I would love to. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, Jennifer. It was great to have this conversation with you, and I encourage our listeners to reach out and contact Jennifer regarding life coaching, EFT. She's also a hypnotherapist, so lots of opportunities. Bye, guys.
Thank you so much.
Bye,
have
Jennifer.
Have a great day, everyone.
Bye-bye. All right. Thanks for listening, everyone. Bye.
You're on board KCAA's Inland Talk Express. KCAA, Loma Linda, 1050 AM, the station that leaves no listener behind.
NBC News Radio, I'm Melissa Rayberger. The bodies of the 19 firefighters killed in Arizona yesterday have been recovered and transported to Phoenix for autopsies. NBC's Miguel Almaguer says the community is still coming to grips with this tragedy.
The nation hasn't lost this many firefighters in a wildfire in decades. Tonight, this blaze is still burning out of control as hundreds of firefighters on the front lines mourn the loss of some of their own.
Extremely hot weather is making fire conditions worse. Meteorologist Fritz Coleman of KNBC-TV says relief is coming, but not quite yet.
24 more hours of an excessive heat warning for all of the Southwest. We have the added danger today of what's called a monsoon flow. It's a southerly flow of moist, unstable tropical air, and this can often deliver what we call dry lightning strikes, which seems to be the cause of the fire in Prescott.
Reports today on manufacturing and construction spending suggested continued steady but modest growth in the economy. Stocks were up. The Dow rose 65 points. This is NBC News Radio.
Never bet on a horse named Tripod. Never go cliff diving with a guy named Cliff. It's just too many cliffs. Never play leapfrog with a unicorn. And never trust a car that hasn't been trusted to Midas. Save on brakes, tires, maintenance, and total car care for a car you can depend on long after the warranty expires. You deserve the Midas touch. Get a comprehensive oil change, tire rotation, and visual brake check for $19.99. Up to 5 quarts conventional oil. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
Tito's Hotline. This is Chester.
Hi. I'm having some flaming hot Cheetos, and my fingers are burning.
Just wipe them on the drapes.
Now the drapes are on fire.
Not my department. You'll have to call the Drapes on Fire Hotline about that. Ta-ta.
Take a Cheetos break with Cheetos.
Pick up a bag of Cheetos today.